Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good day. Move over. The Voice. Britain. America. The world has talent. Acting, that is. Can two sizzling sensational seniors rock the stage in A.R. Gurney's play Love Letters? You bet they can. Now, all of you that are listening to me today, get your pen and pad out and take this information down. What's exciting about Love Letters is you don't have to memorize and you just read. It's an endearing stage play allowing the theater audience to eavesdrop on two individuals as they express their yearning for each other in writing. Love letters, spanning 50 years of a bittersweet relationship between two lifelong friends. Now think about it. There are fundraisers. It's a new genre. It's a new idea. It's an opportunity for all of you that wanted to be on the stage. And the beauty is that you don't need any prior acting, professional theater experience. It gives you an opportunity to let your voice be heard on the stage. Now, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Do you know, I made a decision today. I'm truly going to follow my heart, and it's theater. Roger and I, on April 27th, we did our show, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, on radio, on Blog Talk Radio. You could hear it. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on Soul Songs and Shakespeare. How about an octogenarian teams up with a baby boomer, and together they rock the stage in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Now that's one genre. And you know that when I finished, I was just sailing. I didn't even need my broom. I mean, I was just sailing. And where I am going to pursue my other endeavors, my concentration is going to be on theater. And there are two ways that you could get involved. All of you listening to me all over the world, our bags are packed. We would love to be in Stratford in England. You know, Willie Shakes had his birthday on April 23rd. 400 years later, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years ago, but they're current today. James Brown and the Bard, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder. You got to listen to it. We're available to entertain you at your big corporate training sessions, private entities. You name it, and we're there. Ah, wedding anniversaries, big celebrations. you could be part of what Roger and I just love doing. And you've heard me say this so many times, that when we're on the stage, hey, the world could come to an end and we don't know. We're just still performing. So click on video. It's about 17 minutes. The entire show is 45 minutes, no intermissions. And the beauty of it is, it's for ages 8 to 108. And if the kids learn about Shakespeare, the Bard, what a brilliant, brilliant man. 1564. What was it like living in that century, the 16th century? What was the lifespan? And how did doctors come into being? And how did they treat illnesses? Can you imagine if they had what we have today? We would be probably living on the moon or on another planet and all interacting. Oh, my. I'm just getting carried away because I just love theater. Now, the second is love letters. All you have to do, if you want a fundraiser and you truly want to connect with your community, you see, I'm Melissa. I will travel anywhere to play Melissa. And Scott, my former director, who went on to pursue his dreams in theater, said, Kathy, I don't care who plays Melissa. You've got it nailed. And Melissa is a little eccentric, if you would. And I think she had a little a little alcoholic problem. She loved to drink. But she's extremely wealthy. Terribly, terribly wealthy. And then she meets Andrew Makepeace Ladd III in second grade. And Love Letters was initially presented by the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven, Connecticut in 1988. How exciting. So what you really want to do, and if you want to do this without me, it's okay. I can always guide you. But you want to have people that are notable. Notable authors and actresses. Together, optimize. You want them to a name that will draw a crowd. And you don't need any prior experience. But you do have to have a couple of rehearsals. Because you see, timing is essential. And you don't really change your voices, but the emotion is unbelievable. I had one of my colleagues, Tom, who is brilliant in music. He read Love Letters, and he said, Kathy, it is powerful, the emotion in it. It's funny, it'll make you laugh, you'll clap your hands, you'll resonate. And then you'll cry at the end. So if you're interested, get in touch with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And all of you early birds, come on. Around the world, call in 347-637-3789. Now, this is what A.R. Gurney said. Now, this is a play, or rather a sort of a play, which needs no theater, no lengthy rehearsal, no special set, no memorization of lines, and no commitment from its two actors beyond the night of performance. It is designed simply to be read aloud. Of two people, roughly the same age, sitting side by side at a table in front of a group of people of any size. Now, the actor, Andy, may wear a dark gray suit, and the gal, Melissa, a simple, expensive-looking dress. In a more formal production, the table and chairs may be reasonably elegant antiques, and the actor's area may be isolated against a dark background by bright, focused lights. In performance, and this is what is so dramatic, the piece would seem to work best if the actors didn't look at each other until the end. When Melissa might watch Andy as he reads his final letter. They listen eagerly and actively to each other along the way. However, much as we might listen to the urgent voice on a one-way radio, coming from far, far away. I was doing this performance at the Village Players Theater in Oak Park. And Connie was she was at the front office, you know, collecting tickets and so on and so forth. And there is an intermission with this. With Love Letters, we do have an intermission. And I went out in the back to talk to her, and she was packing up and leaving. I said, Connie, where are you going? Oh, she said, Kathy, I just can't stay for the ending. I wind up crying, and I can't get on the bus when I'm hysterically crying and sobbing. That's how powerful this play is. And it just, now, there is a fee, a special note. All groups receiving permission to produce love letters are required to give the credit to the author as sole and exclusive author of the play and all of its programs distributed in connection with performances of the play, and in all instances in which the title of the play appears for purpose of advertising, publicizing, or otherwise exploiting the play and or production thereof. The name of the author must appear on a separate line in which no other name appears, immediately beneath the title in size of type, equal to 50% of the largest letter used for the title of the play. That's to give him credit. And here again, we have to... Professionals and amateurs are hereby warned that Love Letters is subject to a royalty. It is fully protected, so on and so forth. It says here, the stage performance rights in Love Letters, other than first-class rights, are controlled exclusively by the Dramatist Play Service, Inc. in New York. There is paying the requested fee. And I understand that. He wrote this. Of course he should get the recognition. Just sidebar. May I just segue in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and, the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's my book. Self-published. It's an e-book and soft copy. And I don't mind you wanting to extrapolate some ideas, but I do expect the courtesy of a little sidebar. This was extrapolated from the original book written by Kathy Watson, so on and so forth, and how to get it. You don't want to plagiarize, but it's just a nice way to say thank you for sharing your secrets with the world. Okay, back to Love Letters. Now, the calling number is 347-637-3789. Now, before I get into the story, and you're really going to love it, I want to acknowledge my supporters. Well, they're really sponsors. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. But I don't think of it as that way. You see, Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve. I have an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. And you get in touch with me, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and meet you on it. That in Croatian is we'll talk. And we'll see what you have, what fire in the belly desire you have to share with the world. And then are you ready? Imagine your very own radio show. Does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? Yeah, you work with me under my umbrella. I told you I love theater. And we will design and choreograph a show. But it's your show, your way, your story. You're selling it. See, you're the architect of you. And the beauty is, half hour, no breaks, no commercials, no nothing. It's yours. It's your advertising tool. And the formula for PR and advertising is name recognition, exposure, repetition, 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 repetition. And then I send you the link, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and we click on the title of your show. And then you forward it to your email database and ask them to forward it to their email database and so on and so on and so on. And within minutes, you have circled the world. How exciting. Pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Impact and Ironworkers. Titanics, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on, impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades. Do you want a career or a job? Ironworkers International. My very first Andy in love letters was Frank DeMarco, a retired ironworker who loved theater. And we rocked the stage. Oh, man, I can't believe that. That was almost 10 years ago. And it was such a joy to work with him. Log on ironworkers.org and see if this is a match for you. Now, you have to be qualified. I mean, they have to accept you. Because for 3 to 4 years, you will be an apprentice, and then you'll become a journeyman. And you're going to earn money while you're learning. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And by the way, I have this 8-minute running time. Ironworkers, a noble profession, and I open with the bombastic Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. And then I segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's affordable. You'll love it. And if you decide to invite an iron worker in any locale that you're at, you'll have the disc, the CD that is another way to earn money for your fundraiser or whatever your reason your money for. And we find that, sidebar here, that if part of the donations, part of the money earned, is donated to a charity, people are more inclined to want to participate in your experience. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Yeah, they stood on top of Mount Kilimanjaro in 2009, and they held the National Gold Medal Award in their hand for excellence. And there's a 50-plus club. It's directed by Rika, brilliant consortium. Log on heparks.org. Get in touch with your own park district, senior centers, and, of course, libraries. Look in the mirror. Are you bored and lonely? Say hello. And while you're looking in the mirror, did I pique your interest about being in theater? Huh? Think about it. Let's all go back to Shakespeare. Who said? The world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. April 29th, one day left. Did you have more month than money? What are you going to do about it? Have your own home-based business? But in any event, if you have a financial issue, you could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Yeah. Stress. Trauma. Anger. Releases toxins into our system. And it's all been known that these are all premature factors in aging and even death. It's your body. It's your life. Take care of it. Life is not a dress rehearsal. No do-overs. And you get the book by contacting me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. Do you want to stay at home? Do you want to be the designer of your own business? Home-based businesses are exploding. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. But you see, the service first and the money. It isn't always the money. It's a learning curve. It's incorporating your kids, your family. Make it a family affair. You know how to get in touch with me. You don't need a college degree. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to make it happen. But do you believe in yourself? Did I pique your interest? Need money? Want to be your own boss? You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy, a new genre in theater. Conducive and sensational seniors rock the stage in A.R. Gurney's play Love Letters, You Bet They Can. An unlikely combustible duo igniting raw emotion and passion in a special presentation. Now scroll down. It could be dinner and theater. It could just be theater. It could be in a gymnasium. It doesn't matter. It could be at the activity room at the gym where you work out or where you live. And it should be 50 plus, 60. No memorization. Lights, camera, action. And now you've gone into your couple of rehearsals. Part one. Now you're not going to look at each other. Andrew Makepeace Ladd III accepts with pleasure the kind invitation of Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert Channing Gardner for a birthday party in honor of their daughter Melissa on April 19th, 1937, at 3:30. Dear Andy, thank you for the birthday present. I have a lot of Oz books, but not The Lost Princess of Oz. What made you give me that one? Sincerely yours, Melissa. Andy responds, I'm answering your letter about the book. When you came into second grade with that stuck-up nurse, you looked like a lost princess. Oh, Andy, I don't believe what you wrote. I think my mother told your mother to get that book. I like the pictures more than the words. Now, let's stop writing letters. Melissa, I will make my L's taller than my D's. And Melissa promises I will close up my A's and my O's. And Andy says I will try to make longer P's. Pass it on. Oh, Andy, you are so funny. Melissa. Melissa, will you be my Valentine? Oh, come on, Andy. Were you the one who sent me a Valentine saying, will you be my Valentine? Yes, I sent it. Then I will be, unless I have to kiss you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Love, Andy Ladd. I made this card myself. It's not Santa Claus. It's a kangaroo jumping over a glass of orange juice. Do you like it? I like you, Melissa. And Melissa says, you can't draw very well, can you? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Andy, why did they send you to another school this year? Well, my parents think I should be with all boys. And it goes on. Then we go into Halloween. And then you'll just love it. Help. Let me out of here. They ship me off to a nunnery. It's the end of the absolute world. We have to wear these sappy midi blouses and learn posture in gym and speak French out loud in class. Adieu moi, mon chevalier. Oh, God, it's crappy here. All the girls squeal and shriek, and you can hear them barfing in the bathroom after the evening. And then they go on into Thanksgiving. And they talk about their life. Oh, sorry, I am. I hate that Bob Bartram. I hated him even when I necked with him. Cool. And then as they get older, Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Oh, hey, look where I'm at. I'm in Florence, Italy. I meant Firenze. Melissa, what are you doing in Florence? What am I doing? I'm painting, among other things. Andy, congratulations on making the scrolling key, whatever that is. Melissa, Merry Christmas from the land of Oz. And Melissa responds, Feliz Navidad, Costa del Sol, love letters, you will rock the world when you decide that this is going to be your new genre in theater. Make it a great weekend. Au revoir, Kathy Watson.